Chapter 75. In part, by corresponding violence on the side of Mr. Brownlow, who was himself of an irascible temperament, and partly by such arguments and representations as seemed best calculated to dissuade him from his hot-brained purpose. Then what the devil is to be done? " said the impetuous doctor, when they had rejoined the two ladies. Are we to pass a vote of thanks to all these vagabonds, male and female, and beg them to accept £100, or so, apiece, as a trifling mark of our esteem, and some slight acknowledgement of their kindness to Oliver? Not exactly that, rejoined Mr. Brownlow, laughing, but we must proceed gently, and with great care. Gentleness and care, exclaimed the doctor. I'd send them one and all to never mind where, interposed Mr. Brownlow. But reflect whether sending them anywhere is likely to attain the object we have in view. What object? Asked the doctor. Simply, the discovery of Oliver's parentage, and regaining for him the inheritance of which, if this story be true, he has been fraudulently deprived. Said Mr. Losburn, cooling himself with his pocket handkerchief. I almost forgot that. Pursued Mr. Brownlow, placing this poor girl entirely out of the question, and supposing it were possible to bring these scoundrels to justice without compromising her safety, what good should we bring about? Hanging a few of them at least, in all probability, suggested the doctor, and transporting the rest. Very good, replied Mr. Brownlow, smiling. But no doubt they will bring that about for themselves in the fullness of time, and if we step in to forestall them, it seems to me that we shall be performing a very quixotic act, in direct opposition to our own interest, or at least to Oliver's, which is the same thing. How? Inquired the doctor. Thus. It is quite clear that we shall have extreme difficulty in getting to the bottom of this mystery unless we can bring this man, Monks, upon his knees. That can only be done by stratagem, and by catching him when he is not surrounded by these people. For, suppose he were apprehended, we have no proof against him. He is not even, so far as we know, or as the facts appear to us, concerned with the gang in any of their robberies. If he were not discharged, it is very unlikely that he could receive any further punishment than being committed to prison as a rogue and vagabond. And of course ever afterwards his mouth would be so obstinately closed that he might as well, for our purposes, be deaf, dumb, blind, and an idiot. Said the doctor impetuously, I put it to you again, whether you think it reasonable that this promise to the girl should be considered binding, a promise made with the best and kindest intentions, but really do not discuss the point, my dear young lady, pray, said Mr. Brownlow, interrupting Rose as she was about to speak. The promise shall be kept. I don't think it will, in the slightest degree, interfere with our proceedings. But, before we can resolve upon any precise course of action, it will be necessary to see the girl, to ascertain from her whether she will point out this Monks, on the understanding that he is to be dealt with by us, and not by the law, or, if she will not, or cannot do that, to procure from her such an account of his haunts and description of his person, as will enable us to identify him. She cannot be seen until next Sunday night. This is Tuesday. I would suggest that in the meantime, we remain perfectly quiet, and keep these matters secret even from Oliver himself. Although Mr. Losburn received with many wry faces a proposal involving a delay of 5 whole days, he was fain to admit that no better course occurred to him just then, and as both Rose and Mrs. Maylie sided very strongly with Mr. Brownlow, that gentleman's proposition was carried unanimously. I should like, apostrophe he said, to call in the aid of my friend Grimwig. He is a strange creature, but a shrewd one, and might prove of material assistance to us. I should say that he was bred a lawyer, and quitted the bar in disgust, because he had only one brief and a motion of course, in 20 years, though whether that is recommendation or not, you must determine for yourselves. Apostrophe, I have no objection to your calling in your friend, if I may call in mine, apostrophe said the doctor. We must put it to the vote, apostrophe replied Mr. Brownlow, who may he be? Apostrophe, apostrophe, that lady's son, and this young lady's very old friend, apostrophe said the doctor, motioning towards Mrs. Maylie, and concluding with an expressive glance at her niece. Rose blushed deeply, but she did not make any audible objection to this motion. Possibly she felt in a hopeless minority, and Harry Maylie and Mr. Grimwig were accordingly added to the committee. We stay in town, of course, apostrophe said Mrs. Maylie, while there remains the slightest prospect of prosecuting this inquiry with a chance of success. I will spare neither trouble nor expense in behalf of the object in which we are all so deeply interested, and I am content to remain here, if it be for 12 months, so long as you assure me that any hope remains. Apostrophe, good. Apostrophe, apostrophe, rejoined Mr. Brownlow. And as I see on the faces about me, a disposition to inquire how it happened, that I was not in the way to corroborate Oliver's tale, and had so suddenly left the kingdom, let me stipulate, that I shall be asked no questions until such time as I may deem it expedient to forestall them, by telling my own story. Believe me, I make this request with good reason, for I might otherwise excite hopes destined never to be realized, and only increase difficulties and disappointments already quite numerous enough. Come. Supper has been announced, and young Oliver, who is all alone in the next room, will have begun to think, by this time, that we have wearied of his company, and entered into some dark conspiracy to thrust him forth upon the world. Apostrophe, with these words, the old gentleman gave his hand to Mrs. Maylie, and escorted her into the supper room. Mr. Losburn followed, leading Rose, and the council was, for the present, effectually broken up. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.